You see, the drawback with this whole internet thing is that now anyone, yes, I'm talking just about anyone, can get online, right? And be anonymous and write or type and publish just about anything they want, right? True, untrue, proven, unproven, doesn't matter. Someone can just get online and you probably don't even know what state of mind someone is in when they're typing away, and they can just write, type, and have an opinion on just about anything he or she wants to without citing any sort of, you know, source material or done any sort of research prior before typing away, let alone, you know, having any sort of first-hand knowledge or experience on any specific, topic. You know, and just sort of wail away on the keyboard, right? You know, sometimes people will read one or two lines here or there on a story, and bam, they start opinionating away without any sort of, you know, backstory attached or, you know, done any sort of research prior, right? And so that can end up being trouble, right? Because sometimes, not all the times, but sometimes, your name, yes, that's right, your name gets attached to these opinions or written texts or type texts on the so-called internet or World Wide Web. And with so many people on this whole internet or World Wide Web or online, you know, during this era of the World Wide Web, you know, that can be a big issue. You all agree? I mean, I guess it depends if that opinion or written or keyboarded or keypadded text that your name is attached to, and, you know, if it shines a bright light or a dark light on you, you know, I guess that matters, right? I mean, if it's the latter, as in it shines a dark light on your name, then that can sometimes be extremely problematic and detrimental, if not catastrophic in some cases, right? I think you all, you know, would agree with that, right? And so yours truly is going to use yours truly as an example here. And we won't get into too much details here, but I wanted to use yours truly as an example because I think it's a perfect example to make a point here. So one of the very first topic that yours truly wrote about during his sort of pit stop at this new online destination was on the topic of sports. And this was on basketball specifically. And so yours truly wrote about his experience playing overseas in China years ago and how the season for the team he was playing on didn't quite turn out so well. And so without going into too much details on that matter, but I think, and I could be wrong here because yours truly doesn't, you know, bother wasting time searching for information on people, yes, not even himself, online, because as mentioned previously, consuming information online is sort of consuming information at your own risk, right? But anyways, on this topic of yours truly's experience playing overseas in China, in reference to this specific topic, if there's any sort of negative that is attached to yours truly's name out there in the web space or planet, this might be it because of the outcome of that season. But remember how yours truly was saying something in the realm of how people who write, be it an opinion piece or any other type of piece, remember how yours truly was saying something in the realm of how you can flip or twist a story to make someone out to be the bad guy in certain stories, when in fact that someone in reality is actually the good guy or victim in the story. Remember that? We just mentioned that, right? We just mentioned that a second ago. Oh, yeah. So yours truly mentioned, how anyone who does any sort of writing knows this, that, you know, a few words here or there can completely change up the narrative of a story. And so yours truly would like to take this minute to clarify that entire overseas experience or matter. Okay. Yours truly would like to say this, that anything that points or shines or is written that attaches a negative light on yours truly, you know, as being the sort of bad person with that entire situation or matter is totally, yes, totally untrue. That's right. And it's untrue, not necessarily because yours truly says it's not true. It's because, and most of the general geniuses or audience from the outside looking in won't know this, but it's not true, not necessarily because yours truly says it's not true, but it's not true because it's not even possible to be true. That's right. It's not even possible to be true. Because that entire matter was an administrative matter that no player, and I mean no player or talent, at least not that yours truly is aware of, but no player in professional sports, not even yours truly, ever handles matters that are on the administrative side. Which is what that entire situation and matter was up, it was all about back then. And so given that fact, there's no way that whatever negative that is attached to yours truly's name, as in making yours truly seem like some sort of bad person or the person at fault there, can be true. There's no way that can be true. I mean, no player, even given every superpower in the world, could pull something off like that. Because it wasn't even a matter that, you know, pertained to the talent or player. And so to clarify once again, that entire matter or situation was entirely administrative. And so this can sort of, you know, I hope this can, you know, sort of clear the airwaves a bit. Now looking back, could that entire matter or situation have been avoided? Absolutely. And here's how. The communication level, I think, wasn't where it needed to be to avoid something like that. I mean, had yours truly not, yes, pay attention to this now, had yours truly not been misinformed or misled in any way, shape, or form from the get-go or from the start, yours truly can guarantee you all that that situation would not have ever existed, because yours truly, if he was properly informed, would have made the right and proper choice for everyone that would have prevented that entire matter or situation from existing, period. But nevertheless, that wasn't the case. That wasn't the case. And so because that wasn't the case, the results speak for themselves. You know, sometimes in certain situations, like it or not, you will be misled and misinformed for whatever reason, for whatever reasons or intents, which can cause a big stir, if you all know what I mean. So the lesson that yours truly learned from that experience is to pay very, very, very close attention to everything that you and your likeliness might be attached to, even though it may not be your job to do so. Because at the end of the day, that's your reputation that's on the line. Oh yeah, and especially in the era of the internet or World Wide Web, that may or may not lead to big problems, right? Anyways, I hope that at least clarifies, some of the speculations that some of you geniuses or just, you know, the general audience who are curious about that experience. Because as I mentioned previously, I can't think of any other negative matter that may be attached to yours truly on this whole World Wide Web thing. Okay, anyways, that was a long one, right? So yours truly is going to have to take a quick break again here, and when he returns, we are going to continue along this delicious timeline. I know this example was just, you know, this example we just touched on wasn't quite in line or on par with this delicious timeline, but nevertheless, you know, it was still, you know, it's still called real facts here, right? So since it was an important item to touch on, and since there needed to be some sort of clarification there, since, like I said, we have so many people or geniuses that are tuning in with a variety of different backgrounds that might be a bit curious or clueless, I think it was important to clarify all that. Okay, let me go ahead and take this break, and I will be right back in just a bit, okay?